Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with A.J. Boyajian, with A.J. Rose, an NFA member in Boston. A.J., how you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, Kemp.
So you're in Boston, and everybody's heard this news about record-level snow. I guess that's probably had an impact on your retail business, hadn't it?
It has had a dramatic impact on our retail business. Our foot traffic is tremendously down. And even anybody that's coming in, they're not looking to really replace a floor now because they would rather just try to get through this difficult winter before they go ahead and put a new floor down, because why put a new floor in when you're going to be tracking dirt and salt and snow and all sorts of things through your house? So it's been a very difficult winter for us. We broke the record for the snowfall, so that speaks for itself.
Are they forecasting when these 12-foot walls of snow will melt down?
They are not. What they are hoping is that it doesn't all happen at once, because that could cause some, you know, flooding and some issues for people's homes. I'm not sure that they know exactly when it's going to happen, but everybody's kind of hoping that it happens gradually rather than all at once.
We were talking yesterday. You mentioned that almost everybody that lives up there has got some kind of damage on their home, haven't they?
Absolutely. I can tell you that I've had damage to my home. I have to personally replace a carpet in my house. My brother's had damages to his house. My parents have, and my sister has. So that covers all my family and four homes in the Boston area, and we all have damage.
So it might be good long-term for your flooring business.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would with all the insurance claims and everything that we expect to have coming up. That should certainly potentially help us bounce back in Q2. That, and just we're hoping for the pent-up demand for people that wanted to have their floors replaced, but they're waiting. So we're hoping to make it up.
So are you a single-location retail store?
No, we have three locations. We actually just opened our third location at the very end of December, so it couldn't have been any worse timing, because it settled, went right into this difficult winter that we had. That new location we know is in a very good spot, and we're very excited about it, and we're kind of hoping it's going to propel our future growth. But obviously, these first couple of months here haven't been a good indicator of it. But yeah, we have three stores, and they're all around the Boston area. Mm-hmm. Our original store is in Burlington, Massachusetts, and that's about 15 miles northwest. And then the second store that we added is in Natick, Massachusetts, which is in about 20 miles directly west. And the store we just opened is in Saugus, Massachusetts, which is maybe about 12, 15 miles directly north of Boston.
You know, the flooring business usually is sold in three sectors. There's the commercial market, the builder market, and the residential replacement. Talk about those three and how you play in them.
Yeah, so we're about 70% residential and about 30% commercial. We don't do any builder work. So we're mainly driven by our residential business, particularly from profitability, but we also do a sizable amount of commercial work. We do a lot of work downtown Boston with different contractors. We do a lot of property management work. And actually, the biggest segment of our commercial business is universities, because there are so many universities in the Boston area, and we do business with most all of them. Our biggest account is Harvard University. So we do a lot of business with them. So we have a good mix in our commercial base of business.
And the residential then is all replacement then, correct?
It's all replacement. Yes, it is. It's all, you know, homes, replacement. There's not a lot of building going around. There's not a lot of room for building. It's not like there's, you know, big neighborhoods being built. It's already, they've been built before. So it's more about the residential replacement.
And talk about your mix as far as soft surface and hard surface.
Like everybody else, we're growing more in the hard surface, but we're still pretty much big a carpet, you know, mainly a carpet house. I would say 75% still carpet. Carpet is very big in our neck of the woods still. And, you know, we do a lot of wool carpeting. That's a very big segment for us because it's very popular in our area. Our biggest category for our growth has definitely been the LVT, which I think is not unlike most other people. You know, and we're still a big solid market for hardwood. You know, unless it's a building downtown with concrete floors or something like that, we're generally selling solid hardwood at a much higher percentage than engineered.
And how do you attract traffic into your store? Is it traditional advertising? Talk a little bit about that.
We're actually 50% of our budget is internet marketing, which I think is probably pretty unique for our industry. That's kind of where we found our niche and where we feel like we try to separate ourselves from our competitors, is the different things that we're doing on the internet, which is there's quite a vast range of what we're doing, whether it's Angie's List, whether it's SEO or pay-per-click. We have a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, the other 50% is really, you know, direct mail, our private sales, print for magazines. We're in a lot of different magazines. And so more of the traditional. We don't do any television. We don't do any radio.
Yeah. What percentage of your top line do you spend on promotion?
We're probably between 3% and 4%. That's including the commercial. You know, if you take strictly out residential, it would be a higher percentage of residential.
And for your digital marketing, are you using, you know, there's several companies that have a common back-end system and then it's put your face on it, or do you completely own your website and you're doing completely your own thing?
We use Creating Your Space. We work with them to design our website. And then we also have a internet company that we work with that helps us better design our website as well. So it's kind of three components. It's us, CYS, and then a separate digital marketing company that we work with.
And just to explain to people that may not know, the name AJ Rose, that's actually your father's initials and your mother's first name, right?
Exactly. So my father's got the same initials as myself, AJ, and then our mother's name is Roseanne. So we put the two together, and that's where we got AJ Rose. And most people think my last name is Rose, or you know, my brother's last name is Rose, but that's not the case.
So you and your brother are day-to-day running the business now?
Yep, so we run the business. Our father's pretty much 100% retired, and our mother still works part-time. She probably never stops. She just loves work, and she helps with the bookkeeping and everything. But the day-to-day operations of the company are my brother John and I.
So what's your outlook for the rest of the year as soon as everything starts to melt in Boston?
We came off a banner year in 2014. It was the best year we've ever had. So we're hoping for additional growth this year. Now, of course, we got halted by this unprecedented winter, but we're still very optimistic. We don't think that that's any sign of the economy. It was strictly weather-related. So our outlook for this year is very positive, and we're expecting additional growth.
And you're relatively new to the NFA, just a few years, right?
Yeah, we joined the NFA in 2012, so this is going to be our third full year.
All right, great, AJ. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to AJ Boyajian, who is part owner of AJ Rose, a floor covering retailer in Boston and an NFA member, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.